This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
It's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, Danny, John, and Les. They're like featured recurring guests on our podcast now. And we're so glad you all are listening as we keep carving deeper and deeper into the new year. Mm. Are we in the future or are we in the past?
Future. Ladies? I say future.
I thought you were going to say, and they are the feet of our podcast.
Who?
John and Liz.
Why would I say
so
that?
But you said they are feet.
Because they do all the good work.
Mm-hmm. They're like, they're like, you know, that like the mailman and like Mr. Rogers.
Who?
Yes, no. That was the favorite character.
Yeah, cameos. You know, they show up like at the end of the episode.
I couldn't do a podcast without Leslie Pops.
Serene wouldn't do it.
If Leslie's not here, I just feel like going home. Oh, she's not here? Oh, bye-bye.
Yeah.
I'll see you next week.
If the five of us not here, and when we haven't seen each other for like 2 or 3 weeks, when we get together, oh my goodness, it is long lost family time.
Yeah. What are John and Les, like, what's their archetype? Is it mom and dad? Is it aunt and uncle?
No, mom and dad party.
We're the kids.
We're the children.
But that brings me to my entrance to this podcast. Serene does not know what I'm about to talk about it.
Yeah, but I trust you.
Yeah, well, you know, you're just going to have to ham this sandwich out, like fill it. I've got the bread layers and you and Danny, stop doing boy talk with John.
No, I'm fully engaged.
Boy talking in the corner, like they're getting their spitballs ready to shove through
there. Engaged.
You know what I mean? You know, in the class, the naughty boys would always make spitballs.
That
and
was
put
back in
pen.
Our day, Serene.
Blow it onto the roof.
I don't think children these days are allowed to do spitball things like that, or they wouldn't. They'd think that was like so back in the.
John, are you very offended? He said that's very offensive. Were you talking about
back
us
in
talking
the,
about you?
I was saying spitballs are probably offensive.
Oh, yeah,
yes, spitballs
okay.
are offensive yes. to them. I was going to say, are we fighting?
That was back
John?
In the days of the Little House of the Prairies, Serene, or the 80s.
Okay.
Choose your, take your pick. I'm going to start off by saying, I just thought to myself the other day, I saw a Facebook post, and sometimes I like to use Facebook posts just as an example or something to just, you know, talk about. I think it brings up good conversation of people who are doing Trim Healthy Living and they're just struggling and all the reasons that we can put up. And I want to just work through some of those today. So, you know, someone was saying, it's just, this is really hard because my husband doesn't do this. And, you know, I kind of have to do this alone and he brings food in and then I end up eating that. And, you know, he likes me to eat that with him. And I thought to myself, let's tackle this subject of I'm doing this alone.
Yes.
And I just started thinking because in a way, my husband didn't do this for the first year. I did it alone. And then he sort of came on board. But honestly, I'm doing
He's
this alone.
Not doing it with you.
I mean, I yeah, make him food and he eats it. He loves my food. The trim healthy food that I make, but that's all he does.
Yes, but you know that you have a pact, and you've told the Trim Healthy Mama, Trim Healthy Potties, you've told them your pact. But maybe for new peeps in the room, can I explain your pact?
Yeah, you can.
Sorry. Or would you like to explain it? You know,
no, I would like you to.
Okay, well, yes. So, Pearl, basically, I think if you actually wanted to look at it in a certain way, you could say you were doing it alone, because Pearl and Charlie have a pact that he will do her plan when they're here in Tennessee. If she totally leaves them alone when they're away, well, guess what?
So vacation
Charlie already
time,
all of a sudden has this travel bug.
Yeah.
And he gets this sugar smile that comes on his face about 2 days before they leave.
Yeah, he does.
And it sticks on his face because we do some travel with them and it sticks on his face the entire time. And she's not allowed to say anything when he eats cream buns for breakfast or pancakes
drugs
with triple
are real.
Butter
drugs
and
are
triple
real.
Maple syrup.
Triple maple syrup. Let's be sure it's triple.
Yes. So you actually go around thinking, oh, my husband does this plan with me, but you could be one of those people that say I do this alone.
I could be. But I wanted to sort of give some analogies here of how you are your own person. And as much as we do this, get our bodies healthy and honor our bodies and respect our bodies and do all that, we do it for our family so we can be strong, be there for him, right? But there is this thing that you have to do this for yourself. And sometimes I think that sounds so selfish. I'm going to do this for me. I'm going to do this for me. You know, they say that. And I think, oh, sounds so narcissistic. You know, do it for your family. But in a way, there's truth to that. Because anything that we really respect and hold sacred, we have to be the deciders. So I wanted to throw this out there for people. And this is not to throw my husband under the bus. I respect my husband and his approach to God so much. But my husband does not go to church. So.
Neither does my wife's.
Right. So I could think to myself, now I do go to church. It's really important to me. I love going to church. He loves God.
He reads the
Bible. He doesn't love church. He has his own reasons for it. So there were times in my life.
And you could choose to not see his reasons and get stank.
Yeah, but you don't.
You choose to just allow him to have his opinion because he loves the Lord.
But I thought to myself, I could just say, well, my husband doesn't go to church. I'm not going to go to church either. And there was actually a couple of years where I decided my husband doesn't go to church, so I'm not going to go to church.
I remember those years. Yeah, we talked
just
about
it. Didn't
you.
Go.
Yeah, everyone thought Pearl was backsliding.
Yeah, everyone thought that. But I was like, no, I love God too. I'm just staying home with my husband. But it didn't really do anything for my husband. But I missed it. It was important for me. And so then I decided, no, this is for me. I'm just going to continue my great marriage. I'm not going to hold it against my husband. I'm going to go because it's something, you know, I hold really valuable. And so I go to church because that's what I want for my life. It blesses me, I think. So in the same way, you know, just because my husband doesn't do something, does that mean I should also not do something?
Yeah,
no. In a marriage, just because your husband does something, it's the same as exercise. My husband does not exercise. Now, there's one thing that he will do, and he will do push-ups. And so he does like 30 push-ups every second day.
Oh,
now,
that's
pretty darn good, Pearl.
He can actually do more than that, but he'll get down to 30 easily.
I want to do them
right now. But that's because he doesn't do it for himself. He has nothing in himself that thinks he should exercise. I've tried. I've cajoled. I've given him books. Every time I read something, I read it out loud. I've given all my nagging and non-nagging ways. But in his head, he doesn't care about exercise. And so I could say, well, my husband doesn't exercise. I'm not going to exercise. But no, I've decided for my life. I'm not lifting myself on a pedestal here. I'm just trying to be inspiring, right? I'm trying to get this across.
I'm inspired already.
That our husbands and what they do and don't do does not dictate what we do and don't do for our own bodies, our own spirituality, mm-hmm. and things like that.
Yeah.
It doesn't. It's because we were born into our own bodies. We have our own spirit and our own soul. We choose our partner. They're growing at a different rate. They're ahead of us in some things, behind us in some things. We go together on some things, but some things are our own.
Yeah.
And it's great if you're doing this as a family. But guess what? If you're not doing this as a family, it's also great.
That's so true.
And you're the boss of you, and you're the boss of your own body. And when your husband goes and eats those potato chips, it doesn't mean you need to eat those potato chips.
That's so good. Love that ownership.
I just do love it. Yeah. I just do love it. Yeah. You're right. Same in my life. My husband loves to buy exercise equipment.
Yeah, he does. Oh my goodness. Serene's house.
Did he get a Tonal?
He buys it for himself. I use it.
Serene, I'm like, so I went over the other day. I just walked over Serene's house and she was doing
awesome
weights. You know, Serene, you were lifting some heavy weights. And I tried it. I couldn't do it.
Yes, you could.
And then I'm like, did Sam get you this for Christmas? And you're like, no, this is Sam's. I'm like, does he use it? No, I do.
Are they free weights or like a machine?
It's a machine, but he has lots of different machines. But hey, it's just giving me a great gym. I love it.
She is an amazing gym.
But
we'll take your hand-me-downs, like the stuff you're getting rid of.
Good on you.
Well, you got too many nephews in line. Yeah,
get in line.
Yeah.
No, but it's so true. Like I've often, you know, picturing marriage before I got married, I pictured myself jogging with my husband on a Saturday morning.
Yes.
You know, with the little wristbands and sweatbands on our head matching, by the way.
Yeah.
Running and soul talking at the same time.
Yes, or doing both.
I pictured us chopping up the salads like on a Hallmark, you know? And then, you know, like, and then mixing up the dressing with it and then mortar and pestling the herbs.
And your hips bumped.
Yes. And then you flick a little bit of black pepper in the air and he sneezes cutely. Like, you know, I used to picture all this stuff. But I get married and, you know, he's not interested in all that stuff. But he's an amazing man and I'm married to the best man in the whole world. But just because he doesn't mean I quit, right?
Right.
I love making salads. I love cooking. I love exercising. I love going to church. I love praying out loud. My husband will never pray out loud. When we go to our parents' house, Yeah. And it's like a prayer around the circle table. Like everybody prays around. Gets to him.
Silence.
It's just silence.
Everybody waits in silence.
Yeah. And I could have over the years thought, my disrespectful husband, my poor mom and dad, like they, you know, my mom's cooked this meal. All he had to do was pray out loud.
How does anyone know to go next?
I could have, well, he's doing an order.
Does he squeeze?
No, you, when the person stops, you start, right? Okay.
Yeah, but he's silent when it comes to him.
Yeah, but everyone just gets to know if Sam's silent, you just skip.
You just skip.
But is there even a 5 seconds of
more.
Sam's invisible
prayer? They wait.
Prayer?
They
12 seconds of silence.
They wait
sometimes
for the miracle.
Yeah, they allow a pause of silence for the miracle every time. But they love
Sam. You see
Sam.
The fish multiply and everybody's like, end time to move on.
But Sam's I could have thought to myself, I'm going to get upset and put that on the bitter list.
Yeah.
Or I could have been like, okay, none of us pray out loud. We don't join in because it just is embarrassing.
Yeah.
Right? But no, we're
stick with daddy.
Yeah, but we're all going to pray out. I'm going to pray out loud because I love to pray out loud. It's a tradition that we grew up with and I want to continue. But I'm not going to get upset at him and I'm not going to stop because he's, you know.
Has he ever budged ever? Like, does he ever peep a prayer? Like,
no. And he's the most godly man. What I'm saying by like that is in his quietness.
Hey, Leslie, just like, what? She should be saying, what's a godly man? It's such a Christian term.
Okay.
He's such a
new
godly
peeps in the
man.
Room for Pasamos. New Pasamos in the room.
It's a Christian
what
term.
What I mean that is I'm a pray out louder. Hey, scare everybody out there. I even like to speak in tongues. There you go, Leslie. You know? Yeah,
Les said, what does that
mean? No, but anyway,
you just, half of our audience was like, oh, Serene's a kook.
No. Tongues is now back in the.
Back in?
I don't even care if it's trendy or not trendy. How I enjoy, because sometimes I don't have human words.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're not going to have a potty on that.
No, because Serene and I will even argue over that one on how it's represented.
But anyway, it's, I'm not going to stop because he doesn't walk out his faith like that. But I tell you what. We pray alone together and I see him sometimes. I wake up and I see him in his office and he's got the Bible open and I'm like how? And I've judged him before in my heart thinking, well, I haven't seen him read the Bible today. Like every time he walks in the room, I've got mine open. Like I'm counting the minutes of who's reading the Bible most in my head.
Yeah.
And then I'll be absolutely humbled where I'll wake up to go to the bathroom in the morning and he's not in the bed and I'll look around the corner and he's at his office. Reading his,
he doesn't
do it like the Pharisees, like new peeps in the room, Pasamas in the room. They were the ones that would show off their faith. It's all quiet to him, but he's such a man of integrity and he loves the Lord. So all that to say, just because he doesn't do it the way I do it, doesn't mean I have to go his way or get upset. And so Pearl, I love that.
Yeah. I mean, I just think it's a temptation to say, well, you know, I can't do this right now because my husband just doesn't give me that support. Maybe you don't even need his support.
Maybe you need a lack of support. Maybe that's some personal growth thing that's going on in your life.
And especially when he starts seeing results and seeing you start to feel better and do this because you know that you are to respect what you were born in and you've been given this gift. You know, the longer I live, I realize what an amazing gift. Yeah. We were born into these bodies and they're all so unique and it's the one we have and we are the caretakers of these bodies. And it's a job. It's a responsibility. It should not be an obsession, but it definitely should be something that we give so much respect to as caretakers.
Well, good friend of ours who works in Trim Healthy Living. we're broadening it a little bit.
Yeah,
we're
trying not to say
like
Trim Healthy Mama.
All the 17 men, 17,000 men.
Yes,
now.
We just say this Trim Healthy Eating, I guess.
Trim Healthy Eating, whatever. Trim Healthy Butterfly, I don't care.
I don't know.
But anyway,
healthy,
you know,
blah, blah.
A great friend of ours who works with us now comes along to our Hilltop Church.
Yeah.
And he was speaking on Sunday and I love what he said. He said, anything that is beautiful is worth contending for. Mm-hmm. And our health is a beautiful thing, wouldn't we agree?
Wouldn't
you know?
We?
And anything worth anything, we got to contend, we got to fight for it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if it means that you might have to make a salad alone, or go on that little jog alone without a matching headband partner, you know, so be it.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene. This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
Yeah, things are intrinsically worth doing. they're worth doing in and of themselves. And if it's worth doing and if it's something you're passionate about, man, I mean, I think it's easy to let other people be our excuse as well.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I mean, how convenient, you know? It's like, oh, this is hard and if only I had support. And it's like, man, I want support. I've got my list, right? Mm-hmm. In my phone, actually, of the things I would love support on, you know? And it's like, but if I don't get it, is it still worth doing? And if the answer is yes, then man, yeah. Let's not let support be an excuse.
Or you could find your support in other ways from other people without resentment that it's not your husband giving it to you for that particular thing. Right. Because if you're still married to your husband, he's giving you support for other things. Let's not pretend he doesn't. Yeah. You know,
all these trees you can eat up. Just not that one.
Exactly. And so you're going to find support. You know, you're going to find a friend, or you're going to find the groups, or you're going to find someone, or even a coach if you have to pay for support.
Yeah.
Sometimes I've heard of such amazing coaching relationships. Guys, we have such great coaches here. They're not like a necessity, but man, these women who are coached, they get far because they're investing with a little bit of finance, but sometimes they cement these relationships even with other women that they're being coached by this person, so they're in a group, and they then themselves become this group and encouragement with one
another.
Whenever
we look at one person, namely our spouse is usually the one that gets the blame for this, or we look at our one family's unit to be our portion for everything in life, to be our all in all, we're never going to be lifted up in every area, and we're always going to get upset, you know?
Party people.
It's like, maybe it's not your husband's strength to support you in that. And maybe
it's going
to
be yours. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah.
We're going to a counselor tonight.
You are?
Yeah.
Your whole fam together.
It'll maybe eventually, but starting just, this is our first ever time ever doing, not because it's, you know, I used to think like people that go to counselors are marriages on the rocks.
Oh.
We're like, you pay for coaching and what you want to succeed greatly.
Right, yes. Because you just say like guys are out for the best. Yeah.
Yeah. I have business coaches in my life. Yeah.
So you're just honing because you like going for the marathon. So you're getting better at each step.
Yeah. And we're getting into the teen years.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I think I shared this last podcast or one before that I have parental memories to like age 3.
Yeah.
So when my kids got to like 4, 5, 6, I sort of ran out of ability to know what to do with these creatures. And teen boys are like aliens in my house, you know, and I'm just like, what are they thinking? They've gone back to like they're like 2-year-olds again. Like they were really cool. And then now they're idiots. Like they're blooming idiots. I can't believe they even think what they think. Like they'll say stuff and like halfway through, they'll see that it's absolutely ridiculous, but they got to finish that sentence. And I'm like, dude, you could have stopped. I saw the look in your eye. You could have stopped because this is ridiculous and you know it. But I just, we're calling it family dynamics coaching.
Yeah.
That's great.
So instead of we need counsel, it's family dynamics coaching. There are 6 people in a small house, and everyone is very strong in the Valdez ways. Like we all are loud talking orators with opinions, and you know, everybody, we'll get into these clusters, and it's just things get misaligned, people get misunderstood. And so what I'm wanting to do, instead of, it's not we so desperately need counsel as much as it is, I want to outsource that job of sort of accountability to really clear boundaries, really clear for the kids of how to interact with each other. You know, it's not mom and dad said so, and so you're going to now sneak and do things. It's, we have accountability, you know? And so I think, you know, I've had to sort of get over the stigmatism of that. I mean, I pay for it in business. I pay for it just for like personal spiritual growth. I've got people like all and pay money for an hour session. And it just hit me the other day, like, man, we could be doing so much better and have so much stronger communication. Like I believe in it everywhere else. This is the most important sector of my life. Let's do this. So we're just starting a Zoom with a therapist. It's called teletherapy.
Right. Wow.
And I'm stoked.
Yeah.
It's not, I'm so broken, we need counseling. No, it's like, dude, I want
to take my relationships. Well, because you're looking for positives. Yeah, you're taking it to the next step. And it's not like,
well, good old Mrs. V isn't helping me come up with the perfect solution, so we'll just sit here and be miserable together. You're like, no, maybe we'll outsource this and get some great advice. Yeah. So maybe I'm not getting support from my husband for this new diet or this new health venture. But that's okay.
Yeah, you
we
might
can
need
outsource
a,
that positivity.
Well, yeah. You might need an older, like I've said to my wife many a times, like, man, I feel like what I'm failing to help you with right now is the territory of like a mother or like an older woman in your life. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so I'm sitting here looking at her like, oh my God, I am completely out of ability to do anything. So I'll fall on like just emotional support and that always works. But for solutions and really to have like wisdom and counsel, so much of things we'll discuss. I'm just like, man, this is where mothers just hit home runs right here.
No, that's something to
so
think
if that's
about.
Not present,
because that's why the Bible says that the older woman teach the younger woman.
Yeah. So and that's I can see that. And you're dynamic. You haven't had the you know the intact grandparents and all of that.
No, those don't exist. So
You
know,
that's huge.
And it's like, well, why pay for it? And you know, the thing is, forget looking at it like paying for it. Like you're just bartering. You know, we're not in the. You don't own. You're not the candlestick maker. You know, back in the day, you'd give them some candles. They'd give you some advice. You know, like since instead of candles, it's cheaper to just Venmo somebody. Mm. You don't have to walk the candles to their house in Nevada. Yeah. So like, it's just an exchange. It's just energy exchanges between each other to say, I see you and you see, we have benefited one another. It's beautiful.
And if you really don't have the money for a coach, I mean, some people don't, or if that's not your thing, then, you know, you can find other people.
Well, you know, it's like Pearl and I, you know, maybe we had these little fantasies before we got married of how our husbands would be in this area, but, you know, pretty soon we realized that wasn't going to be, but we didn't have great depression over it because we had a natural outsourcing with each other.
We did.
And so maybe you just have to look for that. Sisterhood doesn't have to be a real sister, and you can find that under the billion people on the
group
groups.
The Facebook groups
and that's becoming so popular now because I think a lot of people are from that generation of parents who weren't very present, like the way we sort of all talk and process really consciously about our spouses and our kids and what we're doing here on the earth and like that's sort of unique. You know, and that's what I'm finding as I go about life. Like, not everybody's sitting around doing this. Not everyone has a family where they can just call, has a sister to call or has a brother to call up and be like, yo, man, I'm struggling. And what did you do when you faced this? Or that doesn't exist for, I mean, most people I know don't have that.
Or was I a blinking idiot or was I really in the right? I'm about to ask Pearl after this party. I've got a question, Pearl. Was I really an idiot when I did this? I'm about to ask you, Pearl.
But imagine Pearl there to ask.
I can't imagine my life without Serena or my other sister, Vange, because I don't know. So yeah, that is really huge. So I'm sitting here saying, oh, you know, don't get upset if your husband doesn't do it. But I've had Serena. So maybe I shouldn't be on a high, mighty horse. And I hope I'm not coming across as a high, mighty horse. But I am just saying we do need to stand for important things in our own lives and not let it be that our spouse or our children are not doing it.
Or beat them up because they're not.
No, or beat them up. But
I have a friend that lives in an airstream,
support, right?
In the desert.
Yeah.
Like, they're, it, you know, and it's not right with his dad. And it's, you know, like, and so, you know, and even over like the Christmas holidays, you know, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Yeah. And I always think, man, for most people, it's just not. You know, for people who come from tradition and family, it's the most wonderful time of the year. But man, I think 99% of people I know don't report any sort of holiday happiness.
Really?
It's a tough time.
We live in a bubble.
Yeah.
We must live in a bubble.
Oh, you guys totally live in a hilltop bubble. There's no question.
Think we live in a bubble, Leslie Potts?
I already know your answer. It's a good bubble. No, it's not wrong. No, see, the thing is you guys are doing the absolute ideal. Like you're living on shared property with your family.
Well, it's not shared, actually. We all own it.
Or you
just
own
so
your
you know,
own.
It's not some Waco, Texas. Yeah,
it's connected, though.
All own husbands, all
we do
own
have community,
land.
Though. Oh, mate.
You have community. You guys, once a week, most of you are in the same room once a week, all sharing.
Oh,
all
than that. We share.
You guys sing together.
I'll come home from this party and they'll be like, 3 or 4 cousins, Pearl's children or Van's children, and they'll probably end up spending the night.
And look,
then
there's women right now listening who are alone most of the month. Most of the month they are alone. And if they're even in fellowship, they're alone in the real them, the true them. They don't have a mother pouring into their life.
That's so true.
So yeah, like
this party turned on us, didn't it, Pearl?
It did. It turned on. It's good. It's good because I was like coming here, like, don't let that be your excuse. Not, I guess I am aware of people, but Danny, you bring it. I have other friends, but I do live in a hilltop bubble where our relationships are intact,
right?
And they're very strong. I want other people to experience that too, but people aren't necessarily just magically going to have that. They weren't born into it. Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y.
When I'm and have my whole life, I mean, I've struggled with career, money, how men buy better homes for their families.
Do you know what I was thinking about you the other day, Danny? Because all my sons are married now. Well, Rocky's about to be married. And yet they're always coming to my husband, Charlie.
Of course.
Asking about bills and mortgages and house payment. Yeah. What do I do about that car? And Dad, do I take it? Bowen just calls them like every second day. All the boys do about, well, this has so many thousands of miles. Am I supposed to go in then or now?
All
and
that.
I remembered that. You. It always comes back. And Danny, your book, What If You Could? He's like,
yeah,
I was just a fatherless boy, not knowing any of the answers to these questions that a father gives.
Yeah.
And I kept thinking of you, like you had to figure all those things out for yourself, whereas my husband tells my sons.
Just tells them.
Just tells them.
I come home when I come home from events like this.
Events? Like the party's an event.
Yeah.
It is.
No, but when I come home,
it's a soul
you know,
event.
There'll be teenage boys around our, you know, island in our kitchen. And my husband laying out their life for them, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they have like counsel every
day. How do you learn those things? That I take it all for granted until it popped into my head. Danny had to figure that out on his own.
Yeah, I'll tell you how you learn it. You learn it the hard way. You have years and years
of
insufficient fund fees in your bank account. You didn't invest in something that you would be like financially way better off. And that trickles down into... you got to work till 10 p.m. You can't hang out with your sons. Now they're talking back to their mother. Now she's at her wit's end.
But
there's a spiral.
But what if you could? Now Danny has a shirt.
That's
he
right.
made himself for Christmas. A W-I-Y-C.
Y-C.
Available now at the link in my bio.
Yeah. So he's wearing this shirt. But listen, we don't want to get depressed. So Pearl was having this whole party idea to encourage you guys.
Yeah.
What if you could? You know, like, don't let it be your excuse. You can do this. And then the party turned on us. And now we're like, oh, depresso. We're in this bubble. Everybody else, you know, may not have this lifestyle.
Let's
you're all
it.
Lost. But I just want to say, what I want to say is even Danny without had special things that he thought mattered in life. And even if he failed in the process, he kept getting back on that horse. Because it mattered to him.
Yeah.
And now he's successful in those areas. A family. He's like rock star dad. And he's a rock star husband. And I know that because he's got this solid family unit that's still going strong after 19 years. Mm. Even though without a father to give that wisdom, I'm sure he fell on his butt quite a few times. So the point is that if it matters to you, if your health matters to you, even if you have no counsel out there, no one to give advice, no support. If it matters to you, you're going to keep getting back on that horse. You're going to find support systems. You're going to go pay candle makers like Danny.
It's probably going to be bumpier.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you'll be a late bloomer. I mean, I'm 41 and I'm literally like, I feel like this year I'm doing stuff that 21-year-olds do.
But Danny, I have to say about, and this is bringing it back to the health journey, because we're saying, hey, seek support elsewhere. If your husband's not giving that to your new journey, seek support. Seek support. I've heard you say many times on this party, you know, and I went because you didn't have a visible dad in your life. You know, you've only just reconnected with your bio dad that you didn't have all those years. And you would say to me, I would go ask this older gentleman that was always kind enough to give me advice in my life. Didn't he tell you to marry Lisa or something like that?
Yeah, well, that was just a random dude, actually.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah. But you did have
there were other dudes.
People you would seek that you knew had wisdom, right?
Spiritual dad.
Oh, so I think even now, those of you that are listening to this party, you're seeking wisdom and encouragement.
Yeah.
Maybe you don't have it right there in your community or in your family for this, but we will be it for you.
Yeah. And your mantra too. I mean, to take up mantras is big, like the what if you could thing.
Yeah.
That was something that was a big deal is I would say when I didn't have, I would just be hopelessly out of answers. And I would say, but if I did know how to do this, what would I do?
Yeah.
But what if I did know how to do this? Let's assume I do. Oh, and answers come when you start to, right. you step your foot out yeah. over the invisible bridge or whatever. Mm. And there's a bridge there. It's just invisible. You know,
that's so true, Danny. And I want to shout out to Pearl because, you know, maybe there has been a lot of hand-me-down in our bubble. Mm. Okay. We've learned what to do, what doesn't work and things like that. But, you know, there has been new knowledge and new bridges that we've learned to cross in our family because of Pearl. Now, she didn't have any support system or any hand-me-downs in this knowledge, but, you know, she had certain health issues that got her interested in balancing hormones before she even had the reason to balance them officially, after menopause. Well, bring them back after menopause. But, you know, this has been an area that she thought was important. She's like, I'm not going down rusty. You know, if the soil needs amending, I'm going to mend it. Like, you know, the farmers out there, hey, this soil needs some magnesium. Mm-hmm. I got to put some lime in this thing. I'm going to add some fish guts or something to the soil. I'm going to do it. I'm not just going to let the soil be all like dry and arid. I'm going to water this thing. And so it mattered to Pearl after she turned, you know, 40. I'm actually going to start researching. I'm going to find support. And she couldn't find it in her family.
No.
We knew nothing. We were like dead to the idea. It wasn't like handed down from grandmother to mother to Pearl. But she's like, I'm not going this path of osteoporosis. Our nana got terrible osteoporosis. Yeah. You know, she's like, I'm not going down the path of dementia. Our other grandmother died of Alzheimer's. She goes, I'm not going down that path. This matters to me. But she had no support system in this bubble. And so she outsourced it. She herself found support system by becoming a spy. Her name is, I'm not going to say it because then she won't be. She has this liaison. That's is that the word
right.
name?
No, it's
what is that name?
Alter
what is that
ego?
Word?
Oh, yeah, I have an alter ego.
Alter ego alias. Yeah. She has an alias name and she lurks on different hormonal bioidentical sites, a lot of bro sites too.
The weightlifting like
sites because they really doctors. Know their hormones. You know, they may. Yeah. Yeah. They, yeah. they
I've
know
been on
stuff.
Doctor sites too. Doctor sites. Boards.
Yes. Ooh, and once she got this email, thank you, Dr. Barrett, for such and such and such.
Yeah, but I used my real name because that was a convention we went to.
But anyway, all that to say is, if it matters to you, because there's been areas of Pearl, she's like, no, this matters. But there was nowhere for her to turn. She didn't have insurance. She couldn't even make a doctor's appointment at the time when she began this journey. But she's like, it mattered enough to me. And she just went, what if you could?
Yeah.
She just went, what if you
what
could?
You could have. Thank you,
so
Serene.
So if there is this, what if there is this, this longing in you to grasp hold of your health and say, I'm not going down like all my aunts, or I'm not going to follow in the genetics of my family where we all got breast cancer. Hey, not on my life. This matters to me. I'm stopping this generational thing right here.
Yeah.
If it matters to you, I don't care. If there's no support system, make it. Forge the road. Look, be the road forger for the rest of your generation so that you will be then. The hand-me-downer.
If there's no road paved, I mean, you're the what is it? The forerunner.
We're good with our words today.
Yeah,
we're all podcasting to get the hormones, Pearl, a bit high. Up my dose, would you,
up
Pearl?
Your dose.
Yeah,
Pearl's goading me all sorted
I need some male hormone replacement therapy.
Actually, you do, Danny, after 40. I know you're all Aztec and all Mayan and all
you're
that
like,
stuff.
You're like, Mexicans, we don't need hormones, don't. But you do.
I don't care, mate.
I'm 41.
After a certain age, you can optimize back to 20.
I'm
good.
He doesn't want to be his 20-year-old self.
I mean, the thing is 20 ain't got nothing on these days, people.
Oh, good on you, mate. That's because you got past the stank and you're into the glory days of marriage, you see?
Yeah,
we're like creating worlds.
I love it.
Me too. I love that.
But
Pearl's handing it down to me. Aww. See, I wasn't the support system for her in this, but she's supporting the whole rest of our family.
But you've done that with exercise just to give glory to you. We're giving glory to one another today. You've forged that, Serene. You've forged whole systems you didn't know how to create. All the knowledge of the muscles and how to target. And you lived that. That was important to you. So kudos to you. Boy, we love one another.
We love one another.
No, but it is cool.
No, but listen, I'm so excited about aging. 45 today, people. It's my birthday. I know that I said it was my birthday on another potty, but hey,
but it's still your birthday.
Reality check. It's still my birthday.
Reality check. We usually record two potties in one day.
But But, you know, I'm not afraid of being gifted in years. I'm not saying getting older anymore. I'm gifted in years. Mm. I want to be gifted into 46, into 47. I'm 45 today. But I'm so excited. And why am I excited? Because of Pearly Potts, because she's forged new roads. I'm not afraid because she's forged roads of excitement where I know how to amend my soil and I know how I'm going to just like rock this. Rock my hundreds and twenties.
Oh yeah, my hundreds and twenties.
Hundreds and twenty, like 120.
The other day I said, Pearl, you know, maybe I don't want to do that to my hair yet. You know, I still want to color it. Maybe when I'm 80, and she's like, 80. Oh, that's when I'm going to be. I'm going to be in my prime when I'm 80. And I'm like, okay, that's right. That's right, Pearl.
Just make sure you don't drink that city water.
Yeah.
I said that for John.
Yeah. It'll wreck your pineal gland.
Pineal.
I always thought it was pineal gland.
It might be. I just, everyone I've heard it from has been like,
Kefir, kefir.
Yeah.
I think we're done, eh, guys?
We're done. See you later, people.
Transform your home in one weekend with paint from Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today. Save big.